You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I wondered about this because, so in California, you know, it's on fire, everybody, and the Pacific Palisades are gone. It's just a horrible situation. Last night when I was watching the live stream on KTLA, it was weird that there wasn't a fire really around, and then all of a sudden, like, Studio City caught on fire just out of nowhere, and there was no way that the embers from all the way in Pasadena could carry that far. There's just really no way. I know they said 5 miles, but this is much further than 5 miles.
Yeah.
Well, now they're reporting there were, in fact, arsonists out last night.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. They have identified them. They're looking for them. They were out setting fires.
Wow.
I mean, the original ones, you know, were from whatever, right?
You should get life in prison.
Oh, my God, for sure.
You really should.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. With everything that's going on, the resources that they're, you know, short on out there, even fighting what they currently have, and then to have some morons out there setting new fires.
Yeah, and it wasn't like homeless people trying to stay warm or something like that. It was actually like three guys in hoods, and they had like a blowtorch thing.
I saw also yesterday somebody posted a video cam of a house that had not burned yet, but you could tell burning all around it, where people were looting the house
already.
Yeah.
Ugh,
they were warning, terrible. They were warning people of theft.
My God.
In these homes.
I know that we have a strike team and we have a helicopter. I think we have the audio. We are sending resources as well from Colorado. And so thank you to everybody that has family members that are going there. And, you know, I mean, California is, it's cooked. It
is. I feel bad for them.
I do too. And yeah. It's snowing here, right? So bad. And it's like, you don't want to post that because yesterday I had this really hard time on my personal page. I wanted to post the Bo Nix hype video, but I was like, God, all my friends, they don't even have a house. Like, how insensitive, right?
It just seems out of touch. Yeah.
And so then, you know? I was going to post, like, the picture of the blizzard here. And I was like, what are you doing? You can't do that. So instead, I post the horrible picture that the Westward put up, Bubba's.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into that again here in a few minutes.
Because I just thought maybe that'll make my friends that had to evacuate chuckle about how bad you look.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, here are the details about the resources we're sending.
Yeah, the state's Division of Fire Protection and Control says they got the call today. California was looking for around 200 additional fire engines and multi-mission aircrafts. Colorado has two of those. The state says firefighters left Colorado today to help Cal Fire. That's California's state fire department. They're bringing somewhere between 40 to 50 fire engines, as well as one of those multi-mission aircrafts. The plane doesn't carry water or anything like that, but what's special about it is that it's equipped with fancy cameras that can help with mapping and showing hot spots. They can see through smoke with infrared and color sensors, and that can help keep firefighters safe on the ground.
That's a good deal. Now, these firefighters, I got to tell you something. If you're a firefighter, I'm going to tell you, after watching some of these videos, and videos in the past too, you're a different breed, man.
Right?
You guys that go, and women,
and girls,
that go in there with your little axe and the hoses and all this stuff.
I don't think it's the little axe.
Well, I'm just saying.
The heavy ass axe and all their gear. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't explain it the way it needs to be explained. But you're a different breed.
You are.
And we're so thankful for you.
Because my guess is that we couldn't even walk in that gear.
And your little axe. I like it.
And your hot ass. I mean, what's next? My God.
Well,
speaking of which, did you see that ABC? He's a national correspondent. Oh, my God. Such a... Oh, this is so bad. It's such a bad... Oh, geez. Oh, my God. Tuberculosis again?
Yeah.
It's such a bad look for ABC. So it's the national show. And he was out there with the fires. And they have fitted... So he has a big, you know, a big fire coat on, right?
Yeah.
But it's obviously too big for him. So what they did is they cinched it, and then they took big clothes pins, and they cinched it up to make it more fitted, like a suit.
No kidding.
And he accidentally turned around, and we could see the four clothespins.
It's not a good
like
problem.
Massive clothespins. It's so stupid. He looks so dumb. What's his name?
David Muir.
Yeah. That guy.
He's worried about his look while everything's going on.
I know. He wants it look fitted.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares if your stupid fire jacket is fitted.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. I'm so funny.
Who thinks like that?
No,
you're standing there and you're reporting on a raging fire.
Right.
And you want to make sure that your little, I don't know, jacket you got on is tight fitting.
You got the right
fit.
Only the demure guy.
Right, because five people have died and you're worried about your look. Oh, my God. Anyway, also, I would really like to take a survey on this. And if it doesn't go my way, then I will concede, okay? So we'll do a vote. We're going to do a vote here on our text line. By the way, it's the Berg Simpson text line. It's a new number. So it's 303-22-ALICE. Again, it's 303-22-ALICE. Yes, that's our request line, but you can also text on it now. So we got rid of the other one. But 303-22-ALICE is our text line. I will concede if they agree with you, BJ.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
You'll concede?
I will concede. But here's the question.
Okay.
And I'm getting irritated about it, to be honest with you. So today, Jimmy Carter is in the...
I'm with you, by the way, Jamie, on
you
that.
Are?
Yeah,
okay,
I know
you.
These two aren't, but I'm with you.
Carson is on his team, BJ.
Well, that's something to be proud of. You're Jamie White, and you got Spadil on your side.
Well, it is. I'll take him all day long.
No, I'd rather have Carson on my side.
There's no way there's a body in there.
There's no body in
Spadil
there.
Spadil is a fart smeller. I mean, a smart feller.
He is a fart smeller, yes.
That was funny.
Thanks. I like that.
Smart feller. Yeah. Anyway, so here's the question. Again, 303-22-ALICE, and I will, okay. Jimmy Carter, his body is in a casket, right? And he's in the rotunda, and everybody's paying their last respects to him. BJ and Carson are convinced that his body is not in there.
Exactly right.
Yep.
I say that there's too many hoops to go through to hide his body and then bury his body, and then too many people would know that, and his body is absolutely in there.
No. All right, listen to our side real quick here. All you got to do is he passed away, right? He was in that hospice care, right? At his own home. You just move the body over to the morgue. You put him on ice until it's time for the burial, and then you grab this casket, throw a few old tires in there or some paint, and then you put this flag over it, and you ship it all over the country and have these ceremonies, and then when it's all said and done, you stick him in the ground down in Georgia, and it's up and done.
Now, Schmidl, what's our angle?
I'm with you on just, it would be too big of a conspiracy. There's too many people involved in hiding that part up.
It's a respect thing,
though.
Yeah.
It's a respect, yes. Yeah. I'm with Carson.
But why wouldn't they just tell us that part then? Why wouldn't they be like, hey, yeah, we have him on ice and we're doing this.
Because it's ceremonial.
So did
but they would say it's ceremonial. They would say that.
No, because the public perception is.
I don't want to play pretend dead guy.
But you're not going to ruin it for the public by telling us that there's actually not a body.
Okay. It's just for respect, because it's supposed to be a ceremony. They'd be like, yeah, this is a respectful thing. We're trying to have a nice funeral for Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy's language is not even respectful right now. You can't be saying that when we're talking about a dead president.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we're not going to play pretend. What is this, Barbie and Ken?
It seems...
Oh, look, the middle part of my pizza is a table.
It seems outrageous that they would take his body and then ship it all over the place.
If
Me
you
too.
Played Barbie,
Me
that's
too.
Funny. What?
Yeah.
It's that little wipe thing, and we played like it was a table. Yeah. It was a little table, yeah.
And the coffin, when they took it up the stairs the other day, it didn't look that heavy.
Really?
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Not
the coffin
me.
Looks kind of small.
Yeah, it does. It looks
he was a
little small.
Frail, frail man.
Yeah, he's a small dude to begin with.
It just looks too tiny to have a body.
There it is, right there in the rotunda.
Yeah.
No, right now.
Rotunda?
Yeah.
Rotunda.
Yeah, that's an empty coffin.
Let's see here. BJ is a dumbass. Who would believe any conspiracy that insults a Democrat?
No. I say they do that with all presidents.
Oh.
I don't say it. That's not
this is political.
It's political.
No, I love it when they take it out of context.
No, I think they did with Reagan.
Listen, this was not a political thing
at all.
I'm sorry, I didn't pre-read that. I would have never read that. But I just went with the dumbass part because that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you get your challenge from that.
Team Jamie, he's in there. Why would people show up if they knew he wasn't in there?
Well, they don't know. That's part
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. You're not going to tell the public.
Yeah, you're supposed to believe it's there. It's kind of like the Easter Bunny.
Actually, the Easter Bunny is real.
I'm just saying.
What do you mean, kind of like the Easter Bunny?
Well, it's kind of like the Easter Bunny and move on.
actually, I think his ashes are in the casket. His body is not in there. I think the people involved know he's not in there.
Yeah.
Nobody. Way he's in there. It's nobody right could. Now it's 50-50.
Yeah, there's nobody in there.
You don't.
And that's good with me.
You can't
I don't have to say it like you own it. But you can have a ceremony like they're having today with that casket there with a flag over it in remembrance of a president without a body being in
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
And it's still very moving.
His body is in there.
Wow. He's taking an ugly turn.
It's not in there. It's not in there.
You know what? I will go get my wiffle bat. I will beat you. Because you're not allowed to hit girls back, it's to my advantage.
All right. You win.
His body's in there.
What happened to this whole, when this conversation started, it was, I will concede.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite.
But it's 50-50. She said she would concede if they agreed with you guys, and it's 50-50.
I've worked in the funeral business, and Jimmy Carter is in the casket. My old company has buried every president since the 1960s.
Whoa.
I don't believe that person.
What?
I don't believe that. But that
you
is...
run a morgue over in Lakewood, and you think you know?
Yeah, it says my old company has buried every president since the 60s.
What's the company?
Really?
Yeah, it's called burythepresident.com.
Okay, are your burial too. Needs?
You're on a roll right now, Jamie. I got to tell you, I like that one.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's a PJ and Jamie morning show. Happy Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. We're getting a lot of texts this morning from people that have gone to the westward.com and taken a look at the article they written this morning about Denver radio, and they put a picture in there of Jamie and I. We're the only two people they put in there. The pictures are hideous. Why they didn't ask our permission doing this, I don't know. We're asking people, please don't go look at these pictures.
It's just that we look like dorks. You know, it's like, I appreciate the article because it said, like, you know, that we're great and stuff. And so I appreciate all that.
Yeah.
But the dork part is like, it takes away from the power of the article.
The glamour.
Yes.
We got some glamour.
The pageantry.
Street cred.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got street cred when you read these things and about the ratings, because we are the number one show in town, and we're very proud of that, and for you that listen to our show. But let me explain those pictures for you, okay? Don't go look at them. I'll just explain it to you, okay?
Right.
Here's the deal. Jamie and I, one day, we were told to take a goofy picture. You know, make your face like this, do duck lips, do whatever. Just make a goofy picture, because we want to make one of these big fathead things that we can show at, like, parades when people are drunk and, you know, all this.
Don't really pay attention.
Yeah, nothing serious, not to be used in, like, a glamour shots type thing, you know, nothing like that. But just make it goofy. So we did. And we had these big fatheads made, and we only drag them out for the crazy crap, you know, stuff like that. And so somehow the Westward finds these pictures. Of all the pictures of us out there, they find these two pictures, and that's what they put in this serious article. It's a serious article about ratings here in town. And then there's two goofballs, Jamie and I. That's it.
It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite.
I'm telling you, there might be a lawsuit here.
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's a lawsuit, although they didn't. I mean, we don't have the rights to those pictures. I don't know how they did.
I don't know where they found those.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I've never seen them.
Me either.
I've seen the fat heads, but that's it.
Yeah. But not like the one that they have on their website. I've literally never seen that, like, with the dude holding it. And
let me ask you something. Yeah. You think maybe somebody inside here, inside job, maybe went back there and took pictures of her fat heads and said, hey, this will be funny. Here, use these.
Wait, how did they go?
No, I'm not going to do that again. I'm just saying. Somebody like Powerball Pete, for example.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we give him crap all the time about being fat, okay?
Yeah.
And he is, okay? But we give him crap.
Wow.
Well, he is. But we give him crap
he's
all the
time. He's on semi-glutide, can't you tell?
Or what about somebody inside that slacker show?
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
What about that Lee Harris at night?
Now, that guy's suspect.
That kid's here all by himself. Think about it. He could easily go in there and stick a picture or two.
But I'm trying, like, here's the thing. I don't love how your face is bent down like this. And it's like you have, like, a goiter going on. And then I hate like that I'm an old lady trying to do kissy face.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You know, like all the way around, it's just bad publicity.
Yeah. We could do a contest. Who's worse? No, don't go look at it. Don't go look at it. Even though it says great things about us, don't go look at these pictures. Westward.com, that is.
Yeah. Great.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show right here. The Odyssey app, it's free. Podcast will be up there later on today. I got a question for you, okay?
A question.
Here's a question I got for you. And you know, you and I, we like to think outside the box just a little bit, or even go beyond what most people would think and just paint scenarios. All right, here's my thinking. If you and I come in here and we have a really bad day, and folks, we've had some bad days. We really have.
Right.
But normally, if we have a bad day, we get immediately called down to the boss's office. There we go. Just Jamie and I, here we go, trotting down the hallway. And I'm pointing at her going, hey, it's your fault. And she goes, no, BJ, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Back and forth, don't we?
Right.
And we even go in there, shut the door. He makes us shut the door. Jamie will be the first one to say, it's his fault, BJ.
I do say that. No, he's not even kidding. I do walk in and say, it was him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anytime we have a bad show, two or three times a week, that is. All right, so listen. Do you think that a guy like Dave Frazier gets called into the office today?
Oh, no, not Dave. Dave is the guy.
But No. But there are people higher than him. But you're the meteorologist over there, Fox 31. You got that Kylie Burris, or let's go with.
Yeah, but like he's the old, what? He's the. He's
the head meteorologist.
Yeah, but they give him like a name. Chief.
Chief.
He's chief.
He's chief.
He's chief. See, you're not Chief BJ. That's why you still go in. If you were Chief BJ, yes.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm not dogging on him at all, okay? I mean, we're in Colorado. This weather can change. And, this is where this is going. Yeah, this is more than what we expected and blah, blah, blah. But do you think a meteorologist, okay, I'll get away from Dave, okay? Let's go over to, who else is in town? Who else do we know? Do we know anybody else? It's Nelson, Mike Nelson.
He's retired.
Yeah.
Well, let's pretend.
What about Mountain Wave? We can use him. Or do we not want to piss him off?
He doesn't have a boss or anything.
Yeah. You're missing the point.
He
doesn't go into anybody's office because he's self-employed.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that hot chick whose husband owns the Rockies.
Whitney. Yeah.
Whitney
Hot Chick.
Yeah. Okay, Whitney Hot Chick. Let's say you're Whitney Hot Chick. And last night, Whitney Hot Chick is going, you see the system that comes through here? We're not going to get much, just a dusty.
Hey, listen, she's like not even 40.
Lauren Whitney.
Right.
Yeah.
Lauren Hot Chick.
Right. Right. Okay. Do you think that Lauren Whitney gets called into the office today and said, hey, can you show me what your models were showing you a couple of days ago? Because, man, this is not what we're getting out there. And we lose credibility as a TV station.
And what she does is then she shows the boss her boobs and then he says, okay, you're fine.
Can't argue. Not going to argue.
BJ and Jamie.
The values that animate our spirit. To operate from fear or hope, ego or generosity. Do we show grace? Do we keep the faith?
It's the president talking here.
No, really?
I'm just telling people, Jamie, that it's a funeral going on, if you don't mind. A little respect.
Is a story,
it's echoey.
In my view, from my perspective.
It's a big place he's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story of a man, to state the obvious you've heard today from the great, great eulogies.
All right, there you go. That's the funeral. What's going on?
Man, it's just so bizarre to me how opposite in the same country things are. We're getting a blizzard right now. My friends are losing their houses in California. It just doesn't seem fair.
No. And they're expecting a big storm back in the Midwest again today.
Are?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it's supposed to kick in. My wife went out of town. She's in Nashville for work. And they were supposed to
be
there until...
Is that what she said? That she had a work trip?
They're supposed to be there till Friday. They've called it short. She's coming home today. I guess he's refused to pay for an extra night. We got to go. Oh, shut up, Spadilla. He and her laughing. I was I'm just trying to, you know, play into Jamie.
Oh my God. All right, this is going to be one hell of a drive home. Oh my God.
Credit card balance, right? All right, we got to go. We got to go. You guys have a great day. Be safe.
Yeah.
It's slick.
It is slick.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.